Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Let us bow today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Father. As we come today, God, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. And God, right now, we need you to increase. There's so much happening in the land. We desire an increase. There's so much taking place in our communities, in our homes, in our schools, in our nation. We desire an increase. God, increase our faith today, that we will not come hopeless, but we come hopeful that you can do all things. And in fact, do everything but fail. It is our prayer today that you might bless this word, that someone might leave encouraged. And we'll give your name the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is a great day that the Lord has made. I'm still doing smile checks today. Amen. I'm going to keep smiling so that you might smile when you think of what God has done for you. There is a word from the Lord today I want to share from the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 28 and 29. I'll read it with the NIV. Version. Then I'm going to do the Message version as well. I like the Message version as well. It gives kind of a down-home version. It says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. And then over in the version called the Message, it reads this way. When Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They had never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying. Quite a contrast to their religious teachers. This was the best teaching they had ever heard. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, My Favorite Teacher. My favorite teacher. I am honored and have great respect for our educators. My oldest daughter is an assistant principal. I have two sisters who are both retired teachers and a sister-in-law. And what I've seen in each of them is their passion for children and their love for what they do. And once you sit down with the teacher long enough, you realize they're not doing it for the pay. Amen. Not for a gold star. But most of them start even in pre-K and elementary school teaching their siblings. It really is a high calling. I think back to my first grade teacher, Miss Frances Shelton Green. In fact, we had a little first day run-in because she accidentally put an N in my name. I said, it's T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. And she took that cornbread paper and corrected it. And then we still remain well. But I remember names like second grade Miss Effie Elliott. I remember names like Miss Garthetta Alexander. She was the disciplinarian. She would twist your ear if you couldn't get your timetables right. I may as well testify. I got a brand new Timex watch, and I brought it to school. And Miss Alexander said, what time is it, Timothy? And I looked at that watch, and I kept looking at it. And I kept looking at it, and I said, well, I can go to the office. She said, no, what time is it? Now, I wouldn't recommend this today, but she pulled out, I think it was a fan belt. And when she tightened my legs up, I did not wear a watch again. In fact, I left mine home today, but I was a not watch wearing brother for a long, long time. But things like telling time and the like are so common. I also remember Miss Gertrude Bugs Jones. Now, these were all my favorite teachers. And as I think about them and what they did in the lives of many of people that I know. But it was historian Henry Brooks Adams who said, a teacher affects eternity. He can never tell where his influence ends. I want to add she as well. I want to be politically correct. You know, right now, and you may have already done it, bring to mind that teacher that you have great respect for, that teacher that you remember. Did you bring them to mind when I start calling names? You remember the names of those teachers who helped you out. If they're still alive today, you ought to give them a call and to thank them. Amen? I thank God for those English teachers. I think we in broadcasting, we're more afraid of those teachers than anyone else. They'll call and say, that was bad grammar. It was not good subject-verb agreement. And you make teachers a call you and write you if they hear something on TV that don't sound right. But you know, I want to focus this morning on another teacher, the one who taught in such a powerful way. His words gave sight to the blind. They gave hope to the hopeless. They gave healing to the sick. I'm talking about a special teacher in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's no evidence that Jesus ever went to college, never obtained a degree, never passed the praxis, never did student teaching, never assigned to a classroom, but throughout the text, he's called teacher and rabbi. Check it out. Throughout the Gospels, you will find persons saying teacher. And that's the way he was addressed. And that's why he's my favorite teacher, because of who he is. In fact, he knew that himself. John 13:13, he says, you call me teacher and Lord. And rightly so, for that is what I am. Even he knew he was a teacher. Isn't it good to know just who you are? That folk will come up behind you and say, don't you remember me? Those are somebody's children that you have ministered to somewhere along the way. Well, I want to talk this morning about this favorite teacher. And let's talk about where he comes into the text. The Gospel of Matthew certainly lays out a time when Jesus is chatting with his disciples. He's teaching them, whether it was on a mountaintop or on the seashore, he took time to teach them. His classroom could be anywhere, on a boat. But wherever he found himself, he would take time to teach. And he taught in parables. These were earthly stories with heavenly meanings. And in this case, just before there's a response, he's talking to them about persons who put their hope in the Lord. He says, now let me give you an example of someone who built their house on a rock. And when the storms came and the winds blew and the waves were beating, that home stood. But there was also that person who was not very wise, who built their lives on sand. And so when the wind came along and when the waves came along, it did what? It collapsed, because that's what their lives were built upon. May I ask you, where do you build and how do you build your lives today? Do you build it on a sure foundation? That foundation ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. So what makes Jesus your favorite teacher? What elevates him to that particular place? I'm glad you asked. First of all, he was sanctified. Verse 28 says, when Jesus had finished these sayings, when he had talked about building your house on the sand, and when he had talked about building your house on the rock, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. And here's why, because he was no ordinary teacher, he was sanctified. And they were blown away because to be sanctified is to be set apart. Now, I thought growing up that sanctified meant it was the church down the street that had the drums and they wore the long dress. I said, oh, those are sanctified people. And we thought that they, no, you are set aside. You are sanctified because the Lord sets you aside. And so that's what set him apart, is that he was one who was sent by God. Amen. He was sent by God for such a time. And not just to teach anything, but to teach a course on life. You got a question? Go to Jesus. You got a problem? Go to your favorite teacher. I guarantee you, he has the answer. Do I have an amen today? I'm doing another smile check. I see the sleep demon in here too. I'm coming against that demon in the name. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You've been set aside. You can't fall asleep. But that's what I see in the... That made you smile, didn't it? That's what I see in the Word today. I'm glad the Lord set me aside and that I was able to follow His lead, because His teachings continue to transform me. Aren't you amazed that you've read something in the Bible before and then you read it again at a new stage and you say, wow, how powerful was that? That the Word of God will transform you. Why? It comes from a great source. They realized that this was not anybody just talking, but this was Jesus Himself sharing. And the Bible is just that. Man wrote the Bible, but he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when folk hung out with Jesus, they began to document and take notes. And that's how the Bible is the way it is today. Did you know that? That the Bible is the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you been showing up for class lately? Or have you been skipping class? Now, I don't know about you. I was too afraid to skip. I was afraid I would get caught on that one time I would skip class. As I was in class most of the time in college. If not, I would get somebody's notes. Or some of y'all did that. But aren't you glad today that the Lord continues even now to teach you? And they were so amazed by His teaching. Why? Because of who He was. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which were prepared in advance for us to do. All I'm saying is that you're sitting under the kind of teaching from the Bible that comes from someone who not only teaches the Word, but also lives the Word. Does that make sense this morning? That, you know, in education, you got to be certified. You just can't come on the job and say, I've taught in a different county. Come on in. No, they want to do a background check. They want to see your records and that you really teach well. Where's your evaluation? Amen? But Jesus is qualified to teach. But not just qualified. He is qualified. I was saying sanctified. I love them F-I-E-D's. It says, because of what He taught. He taught as one who had authority. He didn't have to say, well, now I think this is right. He didn't have to say, let me go to my source and check my footnotes. The people knew good teaching when they heard it. He taught as someone who knew what he was talking about. Let me ask you this. You can tell good teaching. Now, some of y'all had favorite teachers and favorite classes. And some of us did not apply ourselves. I had great math teachers, but I didn't want to learn math. And so really, they had what was needed. I just did not apply myself. But Jesus is one who taught and he knew what he was talking about. Isn't that great to say? Now, he didn't just say, let me just fake it. Let me just catch up. We'll pick up next week. No, he said, what I'm sharing is something that I know a lot about. And guess what? He is still teaching. He's still teaching us today by way of His holy word. He has not retired. Tell folk, no, He's still teaching. You mean, yeah, He's been teaching for 2,000 years. and is yet sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for the saints. Aren't you glad that your teacher has not retired? That teacher Jesus is still teaching us. Sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we fail the quizzes of life. Some of us, sometimes we flunk life assignments, but aren't you glad the teacher still teaches? Yes. How many folks have just learned from life? Yes. Some things you kept on doing over and over and over again. And he said, you know what? I got to go see my teacher. I need some tutoring and some mentorship. He was well qualified. I'm still in class today. I don't want to be promoted. I want to just stay in Jesus's class. What about you today? And you know, if y'all ever been held back, hold me back another year, another season. So what? I can sit at his feet. That's what persons did. They sat at the feet of Jesus. He was teaching early at 12 years old. As a middle school student there in Jerusalem, when they found him, they thought he was missing. He was confounding the lawyers and the doctors. Why? He was talking about what he knew. Maybe you've moved on. Maybe you're bigger than Jesus now. Maybe you don't need anybody to tell you anything. But I'm going to stay with the teacher who is qualified today. John 3, 2 and 3, Nicodemus, who was a real big shot, educated, Pharisee, he had a real question. So he met Jesus at night. And he said, you know what, Rabbi, I know that you are a teacher who has come from God. Why? For no one can do what you've done. And if that alone doesn't help you out, the teacher that you know has done miraculous things in you. Oh, don't make me push you this morning. He's done miraculous things in your life. And he says, you know what? That's how I know you. And he says, you know what? Even though you said that, you still must be born again. He let him know that while you may call me teacher, here's something you ought to really learn. If you want to really pass the course, you must accept Christ as your personal Savior. He was one who was qualified, had all life credentials, one who was set aside, sanctified, taught with authority. But finally, what he taught was amplified. Verse 49 says, because he taught as one who had authority, comma, and not as their teachers of the law. The people took notice. Said, there's something about this teacher that's not like the other teacher that speaks volumes. So much so that when I hear it, I don't forget it. I don't need a cheat sheet. When I hear it, I realize I can make it. That means he went beyond quoting someone else. Now, that's good to have attribution to say, you know, according to, footnotes and bibliography. Thank God for computers. I said not long ago when I got my doctorate that you had to do footnotes. Some of y'all know about that. I was like, ooh, the computer will help you. If you put it in to Arabian, it'll put the number down for you. But you got to cite sources. Where did it come from? Not Wikipedia. Where did it come from? Some of y'all don't use that. Wikipedia will not work, and it's not accepted. The educators told me to tell you that. But what he taught what he knew. The Bible said, after all, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was really quoting himself. He already had the source because he says, I am the source. So that's why what he taught, it could be seen as something very different than what they were. Are you no good teaching when you hear it? Amen? And even from the pulpit, make sure that what you're hearing is backed up in the Word of God. It's not about somebody's opinion, but look at the Word for yourself. I'm going to go back and check Reverend today. I'm going to see what that really, you ought to do it. And so let me go back now. Now he said that, that's what the Word said. He taught and his teachings had impact on the lives of others. Amplified when he said, I am the bread of life. Amplified when he said, I am the light of the world. Amplified when he said, I am the door. Amplified when he says, I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And so when I hear that kind of teaching from my favorite teacher, I'm really satisfied all by myself. That God, I thank you that you keep teaching me day in and day out. When I make mistakes, you pull me aside and you teach me. Aren't you glad today that you've got a favorite teacher? Amen. Now, maybe you've never been the teacher's pet. I'm the teacher's pet today, man. I'll show up after hours. I'll clean the blackboard. A teacher's pet. I don't mind bringing the teacher. Well, you can't bring an apple these days. You don't know what's wrong with the apple. Aren't you glad today you can bring the teacher an apple? Just call me someone who shows up after class just to hang out with the teacher. Anybody ever did that? Said, you know what, in college, I made it through college just by doing that. I was Mr. Office Hours. Hello, Mr. Tootin. God bless you. Good to see you. I was stepping in because if I was 1 point away from a C or a B or an A, I knew the teacher. And he knew me. Aren't you glad that you know your teacher? He's walked with you. He's talked with you. He's shown you can keep you. Oh, you want to tell folks, I got a favorite teacher, and he's still alive and still teaching. You know, but I didn't just bring things to appease the teacher. But one day, I brought something very valuable to the teacher. I brought the teacher my heart. One day, I brought that thing in me that needed to be shaped and to be transformed, I brought the teacher my heart. Aren't you glad today that you can bring all of your burdens, all of your struggles, all of your challenges? The teacher is always listening. That's what makes them a favorite teacher. And this teacher don't mind making sacrifices. Not just buying supplies and not just staying extra hours. But this teacher did something very remarkable. This teacher went to an old rugged cross. And this teacher was beaten along the way. And this teacher had nails put in his hand. And this teacher had a crown of thorns put on his brow. And this teacher was talked about. And this teacher was scandalized. But yet, the teacher stayed on the cross. Why? He was trying to teach a lesson. That the grave cannot hold me. That's a lesson. That I'll rise again with all power in my hands. And that was the lesson to those who were against him. He says, you know what? I'll still go to that cross. And aren't you glad today the teacher got up on the third day with all power in his hands? He's my favorite teacher. I'm glad that teacher helps me when I'm down. I'm glad the teacher helps me and brings me joy. I'm glad my teacher gives me peace that passeth all understanding. He is my favorite teacher. Now, every now and then, you ought to just see your teacher in the hall with, good morning. You'll be amazed what that would do when you say, good morning, Jesus. I thank you for another day. Good morning. I thank you for carrying me along the way. Good morning, Jesus. You are my teacher. And I'm glad today that you've taught me that I might teach others. Instead of hold everything he's taught you just to be in the GT class, you got to share with somebody what great things God has done for you. Say, I've learned in life to be kind. I've learned in life to be respectful. I've learned in life to love my brothers. I've learned in life to give to the poor. I've learned in life to give an encouraging word. I've learned some things about my Jesus. You are a student teacher. You cub, you just starting out, you wet behind the ear, but the teacher has given you a basic lesson plan. To just go and to tell a dying world that he lives. My God, you won't see the role of teacher the same again. I got my assignment. It's due. My assignment today was to share with you the word of God. I done turned in my paper. It might be on the iPad, but I done turned it in. That I completed my assignment today is to let you know he's still a favorite. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today all over this place and give your teacher a great hand, one who is able to keep you and to bring you through. I'm going to retake that test because I failed it. Come on in. It's all right. But I blew my assignment. It's okay. I'll keep teaching. And what he learned from his father, his heavenly father, the one who watches over each of us.
I trust in God wherever I may be. Upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. On mountain bleak or on the rolling seas, though billows roll, he saves my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose,
yeah,
an object of his care. He licks the moor up from the salty air.
My, my.
Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me.
How many are glad about it today?
And in God, I know he cares for me. Oh, now or on the stormy sea, no billows roll, he saved my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me.
Amen. That's reassurance today. No matter where you go, in the hallway, on the school bus, in your classroom, another meeting, on your retreat, during your evaluation, he's right there with us. We can never forget that God is with us. And you'll sense him every now and then that you're having what could be a rough day ahead. Don't claim that. Lord, I'm just believing you today that I'm going to have a great day, that I'm gonna learn something today. Let's bow today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we pray today for students who are not students yet. That is, persons who've never opened their mouths to you and confessed, Lord, I'm a sinner who needs to be saved. I'm not quite a student, I'm in Head Start, but I need to get to know you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Your word says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Today, God, save that person. Enroll them in the school of life. Sign them up for salvation today. Do it, we pray, in Jesus' name. As your head remain bowed today, ask yourself the question, do I know Jesus Christ in the pardon of my sins? If something were to happen to me today, could I be reassured that I'll open my eyes in heaven? Or am I doubting? Today, be sure that you've got the lessons down. Be sure that you finished the assignment, and that is to give your life to Jesus. Do it today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing a little bit of that. Oh, how he loves
you and me.
How many know that today? He loves you. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life.
He gave his life.
What more?
What more could he give?
Oh, oh, how
he loves you.
Oh, how
he loves me.
Oh, how he loves
you and me.
If you've come today, you desire to be a part of the Harvest Church, the doors are always open for you.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.